His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
All right, and welcome to Wednesday Live. I have David with me in the studio, and we have Miss Karen, who is, she's out of town.
She is out of town, kicking back a little bit, getting some rest.
There you go. Yeah. She is actually supposed to be resting, relaxing, being all charged up. And I had to contact her the other day, and she said, before you called, I was just starting to relax. So that was not very nice of me, I don't suppose, to call. I also want to welcome, as we're opening the morning, Sue Chess, and we're going to go right to some mail, David, because we have Sue with us this morning from CareNet of the Treasure Coast, and we want to address an email that came to us following a Wednesday Live program back about 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
And so, David, if you would read that mail, and then welcome, Sue. You want to greet everybody before we read the mail?
I am very happy to be back here, and thank you for the opportunity to actually respond to the email.
Okay, yeah, and we're glad. Sorry, we had a little production issue going on here.
Yes.
Now we're finished.
It's called Jonathan Didn't Push a Button, Sue, so it's all my fault. So that little, I'm not stuttering on purpose, but David's helping me here. So, okay. You know,
we're a team.
We're a team. There we go.
Anyway, yes, it was after the 10th, July the 10th, when the Wednesday Live, and Sue and her husband Sam Chess were here discussing Amendment 4 issue of
Amendment 4
that and all issues of abortion. And so after that wonderful interview, we had an email from a listener.
Let's read it.
I won't mention her name. I don't know where she's from, but it doesn't matter.
You can mention first name.
Karen is her name.
Okay.
And I don't know where she's from because it was on our website.
Right.
So here's the text of her, a complete text of her email. She said, just listen to your radio program on 89.9. Wow. You have many medical incorrect answers. First, partial abortion is illegal in most states. Nobody is aborting the day before birth. That's propaganda and medical untrue. Late, in quotes, late abortions are less than 1% of all abortions and are done due to non-viable fetal anomalies or the life of mom. As a religious organization, you are spreading fake propaganda. A woman should make that medical decision with her medically credentialed doctor, not your fake claims. FYI, several women in Texas have died from sepsis, and several more have had serious medical issues due to not being provided an abortion. Non-medically credentialed voters and ignorant radio hosts should not be involved in private medical decisions regarding women's uteruses. Your claims are false and should be regulated and your show removed. Perhaps try to fix the church issues before sticking your noses in women's uteruses. Absolutely disgusting on your part. And
help, Sue.
Help.
I'm glad I wasn't even reading that.
And just let me throw in a quick clarification, okay? The people who
my
are speaking.
My first reaction is ouch.
Yeah, ouch.
But not really.
No.
Because I am, they just honestly shared their opinion and probably let off a little steam at the same time.
Yep.
But what I would like to do is to lift out things that were said and back it up with why what we said was true. And one of the things that I was thinking about is, you know how during the COVID thing, how there was all of this follow the science statements.
Yes.
And somewhere along the line of medical and science and all of this stuff, we have, we can find information on the internet to prove anything that we want to say. But if we don't know the right sources to go to, we can come up with facts that aren't true. And so they're not truth. So what I'm doing is I took each statement that she said, and then I went to reliable organizations, or he, yeah, I guess Karen is a she. I went to reliable organizations and went looking for the information to share truth. So that's just what I'm going to do here. And let's break it down by starting with the first thing that she said there was partial birth abortion is illegal in most states. So I went looking for June 2024 stats, that because we don't have anything from July yet, but those were the most recent things that I stats that I could find. There are 15 states that allow abortion up to 26 weeks, and there are 9 plus District of Columbia that have no gestational limit. So do you understand what I just said? Is that up through the 9th month?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, usually the late-term abortions are 1 to 2%, and that sounds really good until you calculate just how many are, say, 1% of the 1 million abortions that took place in 2023. The actual 1% of 1 million is 10,000. So is that too many abortions to be done like this? Abortions after 21 to 23 weeks is done by surgical instruments grasping and pulling out parts of the baby through an opened cervix. It has been opened through laminaria that they insert into the cervix to widen the opening of the cervix, and then surgical instruments are inserted into the cervix and parts of the baby are pulled out piece by piece. Sometimes the baby is given a lethal injection first, but not always. In 2022 in New York, this is according to the Charlotte Loser Institute, had 2% of the abortions that were performed at 20 weeks gestation or later in that state. That's with New York's unreliable reporting, because understand that New York does not report all of their abortions. The actual number that we have on record from New York that year was 1,233 babies that were torn apart in this surgical D&E, dilation and evacuation of inserting surgical instruments into the uterus and pulling out the baby piece by piece. My question to you, dear writer, is 1,233 babies in one state too many? I believe it
wow.
is. The much more humane and even safer, albeit heartbreaking, way to end the life of a child that is non-viable or threatening the health of the mother is to induce preterm labor or to deliver that baby by C-section. In fact, an abortion is less safe than a C-section if that mother's life is imminently threatened. Knowing that if the mother dies, the child won't survive either. So in this case, at least you have saved the life of the mother. My heart breaks for the parents who have to make this heartbreaking decision. But doctors serve them best with honesty and clarity. Secondly, the email said, nobody is aborting the day before birth. Oh, I'm so sorry, but you're incorrect about this. According to Guttmacher, which is Planned Parenthood's own research institute, as of June 2024, those 9 states that I told you about, plus District of Columbia, are still doing abortions up through the 9th month. And yes, it could be the day before birth. And in fact, Virginia, it could be even later. Are they doing abortions past viability there? Yes, they are. Reports come out about this from time to time from medical staff. I've also heard some amazing testimonies of people who survived an abortion and grew up and told us their story. Let me gently say this. We should be simple concerning evil, but we should not be naive. The Charlotte Loser Institute interviewed 272 people who had had a late-term abortion and asked them why they chose it. Is it always because of a medical emergency? Here is what they concluded. Wider data from both the medical literature and late-term abortion providers indicates that most late-term procedures are not performed for these reasons alone. In fact, most of them are performed because of a delay in pregnancy diagnosing and for financial stressors, relationship problems, education concerns, or parenting challenges. Again, my heart is for the mother and the child, but truth with love is what she deserves at this time.
Amen.
All right, shall I go on?
Yeah, well, this is really good. If you're just tuning in, and we know our audience is constantly changing, we are going to be replaying this, Dave, what, around 5:30 tonight?
Between 5 and 5:30.
5 and 5:30, we are going to replay this. And Dave, why don't you once again just give what brought this discussion back on air so quickly?
You want to read this again?
Not read it again, but just make mention of the fact that we have the interviews with Pastor Sam and Sue.
With Sam and Sue. And Sue, of course, being with us on the air today and being well informed about issues of abortion nationally. And the writer of the email believed that there were several incorrect statements made and was angry about that and angry about us as a religious broadcasting, you know, company. Or
right, just station. Remove your show from the program,
right,
from the radio,
you know,
right?
Shut
just shut
down,
it down, right? Which we're not going to do.
No, we're not going to do. That's kind of a lefty conclusion there. But at any rate, and so we appreciate people letting us know whatever their opinion is.
Sure.
But corrections have to be made, and that's
right.
Why we're doing this today. So the truth, and Sue is not, this is not coming off the top of her head. She has done study. She's referencing resources. And you will begin to be able to hear those references in the 5 o'clock hour tonight.
Right. We will be replaying it again. Yep. So if you're just tuning in now, we will replay that. Again, we want to welcome Sue Chess. And Sue, you are is executive director or president or both the term for your position with CareNet Pregnancy here in the Treasure Coast?
Sue?
We may have lost
her.
We may have to recall. All right. We can do that. I certainly did not mean to lose contact with her. Let's
can
go.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, now we can hear you. Okay. You're back. Welcome.
Yay. That's awesome. Okay. Well, the next part of the email will give me a chance to say, why do I have credentials to speak to this? Because I think that in hindsight, Dave, I think that if we were doing the interview again, that perhaps I should have started with this.
Mm-hmm.
What right do I have to address these things? Are we just a religious organization here where I work, or are we more than that?
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is that we are more than that. The next little segment from the email that was sent in, Karen made a comment, as a religious organization, you are spreading fake propaganda. So I want to address who we are. CareNet Pregnancy Services of the Treasure Coast is a pregnancy medical clinic. We are licensed and certified under the oversight of our OBGYN medical director, and we're affiliated with NIFLA, Heartbeat, and CareNet National, all of which guide us in strict credentialing and truth in all medical accuracy. Honestly, if ever there was a day when medical accuracy is needed, this is it.
Amen.
Because part of what we're facing in the whole abortion discussion right now is fear-mongering and misinformation flying wild.
Excuse me, Sue. We have some static that's coming through. I don't know if that's from speakerphone or what, but it is cutting your voice out some.
Wow. I'm wondering if I should call you back on my cell phone.
I think it's better now.
It sounds a little better now. Sounds a little better. Mm-hmm.
All right. You know what? Let me call you back on my cell phone anyway.
Okay.
All right.
You can do that.
I'm going to do that right instantly.
All right. Good deal. All right, okay, Dave. Bye-bye. There was something that you wanted to bring up, mm-hmm. and just in regards to as we were starting, there was something else you were wanting to say, I think.
Well, I was just going to clarify that I believe that the writer of the email was mainly pointing to the radio station as the organization that was putting out fake propaganda, since we were broadcasting it, and she referenced Sam and Sue as being radio hosts. I'm a radio host for a program that comes out on Monday. I bring in people that know more about their stuff than I do, usually, and let them speak, and that's what we were doing on Wednesday Live. Sue Chess is a registered nurse who is also the executive director of Treasure Coast, of the Caring of the Treasure Coast. Sam has worked deeply and profoundly with her, and is as much aware of abortion issues as she is. He's a Laria pastor, and he's been pastoring for several decades. But we are putting them on the air, and we're glad to do it. But again, they aren't radio hosts. They were guests that day.
Right. Now, you do have another piece of mail. We are going to come back to this in just a minute. I'm not surprised that we're having a little bit of complication because the enemy does not want this message getting out.
Definitely not.
But we are waiting for Sue to call us back, I think, on another phone line.
Well, the one thing we're going to mention is that we have a new program on Saturdays at 7:45 a.m. It's Lively Stones Ministry, Reverend Ezekiel Jones. And he also has evangelist Hermine Morrison with him. It's a really basic, wonderfully basic gospel preaching program. The word is being presented clearly and very foundationally, and that's live. And so we're going to be continuing to broadcast that. Reverend Jones appreciates our ministry so much. He gave us love offering recently, and we're very much appreciative of that. We really enjoy having them here, Jonathan.
Hello.
And here we go. Okay, we're going to have Sue back.
Okay. All right. Well, I do believe we have Sue back. Sue, let's try this again, and we're continuing with your response to a listener that sent us an email. So we're referring back to this email that a lady sent us in.
All right, and I hope you hear me clearly now.
That's very good. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's good.
Excellent, excellent. Nothing is more frustrating than a fuzzy line, so I'm glad we cleared that up. Here is the next little statement from the email in which Karen said, a woman should make that medical decision with her medically credentialed doctor, not your fake claims. So the day that our listener sent the email, we were in a deep discussion about Amendment 4, which is going to be on our voters' ballot on November the 5th. So the email statement that the decision should be made by her medically credentialed doctor really shows a lack of understanding of what our discussion was about on Amendment 4, but it's a vital discussion to understand because Amendment 4 that we're going to be voting on as voters November the 5th in the state of Florida will change Florida's laws to read that no law shall prohibit abortion, and then it goes on to say delay or prohibit or anything else as determined by the patient's health care provider. That's what the amendment states. Did I say doctor there?
No.
It
no,
could
you did
include
not.
A doctor, yes. But in order to understand who the doctor, who the health care provider on that amendment is, we have to go to Florida state law and look up what are health care providers in the state of Florida. That is a list of 55 categories that reads straight from the statute of the Florida statutes, including massage therapist, dental hygienist, and even a tattoo artist. It doesn't have to be a doctor. That's our point of great concern. It should be a doctor that a girl discusses this with, but it doesn't have to be, is our point. And it's why it's so very important that people understand what Amendment 4 really is. It's a true point that we were making in our discussion last week on Florida's Amendment 4. It will not say medical doctor. It will say healthcare provider and does not define exactly who that is. That was our point last week. Please, to everyone listening, understand to vote no on 4 and tell others to do the same. Vote no on Amendment 4. If you want more information on that, please go to vote no on the number 4, the word Florida.com. Again, that's vote no on 4Florida.com. It's just vital to understand whether this amendment has the potential to roll back 35 years of labored work in the state of Florida to become a pro-life state. It will undo all of it and legalize abortion up through the point of birth. It is not what it seems, and it's way too extreme. I know many pro-choice people who will vote no on 4 because it is way too extreme. All right, the next statement from this dear woman's email said, FYI, several women in Texas have died from sepsis, and several more have had serious medical issues due to not being provided abortion. And to this, I will say it is true that there have been some serious problems of the rollout of the heartbeat laws in our other states, but each of the stories that have been highlighted in the news, if you go and look at the deeper issues in each one of them, the mother had serious overlooked and unaddressed issues that were exacerbated by pregnancy. So now I want to read to you from Dr. Scott, Vice President and Director of Medical Affairs for Charlotte Osier Institute. He said this, some media sources have reported that laws leave physicians unable to treat women suffering miscarriages, but this should immediately be recognized as fear-mongering, as the law in every single state allows for treatment for the mother should her life be threatened. The misinformation knows no limits in what we have been seeing since the overturn of Roe v. Wade. Mistakes have been made, but it has been due to not understanding new laws. It has not been because women could not get the care they received. It was because of misinformation and fear-mongering. They should have received the help that they needed.
Wow.
That basically breaks down all of the emails, the parts of the email that I needed to respond to. The rest of it, I think, was just Karen unloading her frustration. And to her, I say, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry that this issue brings up such angst in so many people. But we can't avoid discussing it because it's uncomfortable. We need to get to the bottom of it, and we need to find truth.
Well, Sue, thank you so much for being available and for your passion for life, because certainly that is God's heart, and for coming on air today to assist in answering this email, because my thought is if one person has this response, there might be 10,000 that are having this response today as well.
Exactly. Yes.
And so it's very important. And thank you for your service to the Lord, your service to families, your service to women, moms and dads and family members, because it is so needed. Thank you.
Jonathan, our hearts just break for women here at CareNet almost every day. We have a text to pray group where if we have a girl coming in, we send out a quick text, we give her a fake name, and we ask people to pray for her. And over just the urgency and the overwhelming fear that girls are facing right now when they have an unplanned pregnancy breaks our heart. I know that it breaks the father's heart as well. We care about the baby, but we care about the mom as well. And just want to have a chance to give her truth, to show her an ultrasound of her baby so that she can make an informed decision, not rush into details before she knows the facts.
That's very, very important. Very, very, very important. Sue, again, thank you. We have some other guests that are coming in right behind you, but thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day. And we stand and lift your arms up and thank God for you and your husband and the work that you do.
Amen.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
God bless.
Love you guys.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Dave, that is a very important call.
Critical.
It's very important that, you know, when people are listening and you send us some mail, we are going to look to bring that on air and look to address it with truth and with love, because obviously truth is always sandwiched in love, you know, from the Father.
It is there, yes.
All right, we are going to go to a song, and we're going to look to connect with our next guest in the next few moments here. And I believe that is going to happen real quick. So we're looking to connect with Seth. We have a great event that's coming up this weekend down in Palm Beach County, and we want to make sure that everybody knows about it. Stand by. This is Wednesday Live, WCNO, Palm City, Florida.
I'd rather be than seated in the presence of my King. You're the only one I'll ever need. Your majesty is all I wanna see. All I soul longs, even fades, for the Lord in this place. You're the source of my strength, Yahweh. Forever home in your house, I'm standing on holy ground, where all I want has been found, Yahweh.
And that song that we've been listening to is Yahweh, taken from Psalm 84. Well, we're going to move along here with Wednesday Live, and John Nelson, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
All right, welcome, welcome. You are a friend who comes back often, and we always are delighted to have you join us. John, what's taking place in Families Recover?
You know, we're just we had another phone call that the advertisement on the radio produced, and that's such a great thing. It was a loyal listener, actually, and we're currently trying to get their two kids into a treatment center.
Wow.
We met with them and met with the dad and met with the mom, and they're divorced. But, you know, we're thankfully they have listened to some sensible counsel, and I think they're going to move in the right direction. You know, one of the things that happened in that conversation with the dad was that he's clergy. He's in a big church. I'm not going to say the name. And they were being guided just to leave it in God's hands and pray. Mm. And, you know, I just want everyone to know that I trust him more than anybody. I mean, at least I think so when it comes to these things. But, you know, when you're dealing with an opioid, or you're dealing with something of that nature where you're physically addicted, and you just can't stop because you don't want to be sick. You know, I'm not saying that God can't move a mountain. He can, but it's been my experience throughout the years, and you know my story. I'm a recovering drug addict, and thankfully through counsel, they moved forward with taking some action to kind of stop them, because they were enabling them, actually. So we're hoping for some really good results there.
That's awesome. Wow. That's awesome, John.
Yeah.
That is really great.
You know, it's just a blessing that, you know, it's not to pick on anybody's belief. It's not to pick on, you know, if we don't help stop the situation, it's not going to stop.
Yeah.
You know, and it's in the Bible. Tough love is in the Bible. And as a matter of fact, the Israelis, you know, when they left Egypt, they were chastised because they forgot where they came from.
Yep,
so,
they really did.
You can take anything of disbelief or an addiction or adult, whatever. You know, whatever it is, in this case, it's drug addiction. But we're hoping for some good results there, and that was a really good thing. Started to get a lot of traction with the phone number coming off on the programs throughout the week.
Good.
And, you know, it takes time. People got to hear it, hear it, hear it, hear it, hear it. And here we are, I think, in year three or four with you guys, and it's, you know, we're just here to help.
Yeah,
we want to be stewards.
That's really important, John, what you just said, that people may actually hear a number many times, maybe over months, maybe over a year, or even longer, before they're actually ready to make that call. But you know, sometimes we'll have people say, well, you know, I put a spot on and it was on for 3 months or whatever, and I haven't heard anything. But, you know, we're all kind of like that. Many times we hear things several times before we act on it. But
well, you know, we're in an everyday world where we want what we want when we want it, and in the last couple of years, especially with automation of everything, it's like we want instant results. And I'm the same way in my business. I'm the same way with the nonprofit. I'm the same way with ministry. I'm the same way with when you help a new person.
Sure.
I mean, you got to know that it's traction. And you know, Reese's didn't become Reese's overnight.
Exactly. Right. So John, I know there's some other things you're going to get to, and we have some time to do that. But for people who are just tuning in, share with our listeners who you are, and just a thumbnail of who you are and what family's recovered.
John Nelson. I moved my family here 22 years ago from Deerfield Beach to stay in new construction, and thankfully my kids all thrived here. You know, through the years, we started running into some stuff, and there was a divorce after the crash of real estate, and there was a whole lot of things going in my own life where we decided to start a chapter called Families Against Drunk Driving, where we were more street level trying to help families that couldn't get things done because the courts, their hands are tied. Police officer hands, you know, last thing they want to be is involved in a domestic case. It's one of the worst things that a police officer can walk up on is a domestic dispute. Well, we had situations in our family, and the nonprofit came about, you know, and that really spurred. We were doing the DUI outreaches with three or four different counties. And then when the opioids and heroin came back after oxycodone really took over the world, we added familiesrecover.org, which, you know, we were searching for a better name, a bigger name, something that talked about who's impacted the most. Well, when it comes to addiction or divorce or domestic violence or anything, all the things that we cover as a nonprofit, it's family. And it's the kids. And, yeah. You know, that name is really just, it's touched my heart. It's more well-rounded for people that are reaching out. You know, not that drunk driving shouldn't be addressed. But, you know, over the years, it's really become a big thing since Jenny's passing, and that's been 5 years. And, you know, if you've lost somebody out there, I just verbally, and it's been over 5 years, and I'm kind of like in a recovery sense on a daily basis, but I finally verbalized it yesterday. You know, that changed my soul. When I got that phone call on a Sunday night that I knew that I was going to get, you know, she was doing things in the house. I had to remove her from the house because of it. And I knew, and there's a lot of parents hopefully listening to this, I knew that I'd get that phone call. I hope I didn't get that phone call, but you know, on a Sunday night at 9 o'clock, I did. And she passed away at 38 years old as a result. It just pushed us even harder to go in a forward motion to helping women on the streets, women in shelters, women with kids. You know, I'm a single dad, and you know, I don't know if that touches anybody's heart, but there's hope, because we just had three girls on the radio station last couple weeks ago.
Yes.
You know, through your donations, you know, people that are listening and corporations, one of them has a car now. One of them owed a lot of money to get her license back with two kids. We were able to pay that off. Friday, she gets her license. Monday, Tuesday, we're looking for another vehicle. Wow. You know, and it takes donations, and that's one thing that... you know as well as I do, that radio station doesn't. And you got Sheriff on coming up pretty soon.
We do.
And I'm hoping everybody knows that with this radio station makes a huge difference in people. And here, I've heard it all the way to Miami, all the way to Orlando, and almost halfway across the state when I was going to Tampa for my heart. You know, the importance of this radio station not being syndicated, we can talk about these issues. You know, we're not going to be, I'm not going to say the names because it's not fair.
Sure.
You know, they have restrictions because of who they're sponsored by. But, you know, we're blessed to have WCNO. And if you got some money in your pocket, please write a check, because this radio station is one of the last independents that are left. And it's very important with what's going on. I mean, yesterday our soon to be, you know, our vice president was scorning Netanyahu in Israel. I never thought in my life that I would hear an acting member of our elected officials saying stuff about the Jewish community and Israel as a whole. It's scary. It's scary. And I'm hoping some clergymen are listening to this and might actually put it in their sermons this weekend. We're in some pretty scary times.
We really are.
And we have God. You know, we have God. And at the end of the day, you know, people call me, text me, because I am very involved in the community as far as church and addiction. You know, it's like, you know, well, at the end of the day, who do you trust? At the end of the day, we trust God. We
yeah,
trust
absolutely. Amen.
You
know, absolutely.
We knew that this time would come. It's written.
John, I'm gonna throw a plug in, because you're talking about Israel and the importance of the church. I just want to let our listening audience know that on September the 26th, the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is sponsoring an event in Port St. Lucie at the Finn Center that's called I Will Stand with Israel. And the Alliance is calling the body of Christ together to stand and declare that we stand with the covenant of God, we stand with the covenant people of God, and we not only pray for them, but we make our hands available to lift their load. And so Jonathan Kahn will be coming back to join us for that event. This is going to be huge. His newest book will have just been released. And in addition to Jonathan Kahn being at that event, we're also going to have Paul Wilbur, who is a Messianic psalmist, and he is going to be there with his band, and we might have a Holocaust survivor and some others that are with us as well. So, John, just to let you know that on the east coast of Florida, right here in our state, we have a growing number of pastors and leaders that want to go visible and invite the entire Jewish community to come and see where the church stands and stand with us as we seek to stand with them.
Well, and you can see the headlines yesterday. I'm from Michigan, and the Muslim population is huge. And they're calling for a Democrat, an actual Democrat, his last name Shapiro, who's running for governor, be unendorsed because of his Jewish background. That's coming from the Muslim community in Michigan. Mm.
Yeah, this is tragic that we have so many voices, and it seems there is a difficulty in separating them and understanding who's on which side.
You know, there's two congressmen and a senator, females from Michigan, that have pretty much said this: if you're not Muslim, and this just happened last month when I was home, you need to leave Michigan.
Wow.
In the United States of America, they're in Dearborn, Michigan, chanting death to America, the founding city of Ford, and I grew up 10 minutes from there.
Wow.
I mean, is the Christian voice of the church ready to stand on that podium and start, you know, we have all the power.
We've got to do it.
We have the word of truth. And,
Amen.
You know, it's crazy that they skew it. I was having a ride back to the airport last trip, and he was from one of those countries over there, and we were talking, and he was a very nice guy. And I said, do you honestly understand the Christian faith? And he looked at me and said, no. He goes, the book is actually based on love.
Yeah.
And I said, we love you. I love you. I don't know anything about you, but that's where the misinterpretation is, and that's what the media is doing, who's owned by the left, is just continually slamming the church as wanting to be warriors and da-da-da-da-da, more hateful, and it's absolutely the opposite. And, you know, he actually gave me his phone number, and we text back and forth.
Oh, how wonderful.
John.
Because he didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just didn't know. So a lot of people, and the scripture talks about that too, that people, you know, they perish for a lack of knowledge. And so it's important that we do bring the truth. And speaking of that, John, I know you have some events coming up, and we haven't got out your phone number. I know you always give that out because someone might be listening today that's in the midst of a crisis.
Yeah, we're going to be doing the biggest Miami Heat event ever. It's the 11th year that we've partnered with the Heat. It used to be treatment centers. We really turned towards foster kids over the years through helping generous donations and the Heat making it possible for most nonprofits to really get a lot of tickets. We're going to be taking 200 kids between the Christmas and New Year's.
Wow.
And we're going to make it the biggest ever. And, you know, it's John Nelson, 772-285-5828. We're always looking. It takes money. And it's the hardest part about my world. I mean, you get told, and you know this as well as I do, you get told no all the time. But you know what? We've always been able to put these events on. There's still a couple dollars in the checking account. And, you know, www.familiesrecover.org. Listen. This is the God's honest truth. Most of the time in 11 years, we cover costs. Nobody ever got paid as far as the volunteers and myself. We try real hard, and God made this very clear to me 2 years ago when COVID was ending, and we had our contracting business does okay, was able to keep it above board and keep doing events with a few other people. That's his money, and we're going to spend it on the things that we believe that he's called us to do. And that, you know, when you see a foster kid in an event that's lost his parents because of whatever, and you give him $50 to spend in the stadium, and they go down and get to see the players and meet the players, that's an event of love that they're never going to forget.
That's true. That's true.
You know, because we take all of this for granted. I take a lot of the stuff in my life for granted. AC.
Yeah, transportation, sure,
really.
You know, stopping and getting a diet soda from 7-Eleven. I mean, right. There's a lot of people in this community that they don't have that. They don't, and it's not just here; it's everywhere.
Well, John, we want you to come back. We're almost out of time. We want you to come back and keep us posted. I think we should just lift up a moment of prayer for those who are under the boot of the enemy's destruction in their life in some area, and most of us have experienced some aspect of that.
Exactly.
Lead us in a moment of prayer, John.
Father, we just thank you for everything the WCNL does. They've done for over the years. A lot of people living locally don't even realize it's right on that road.
Yeah.
Father, we just thank you for the ways and means to help the people that we've been able to help and to be called in the direction clearly to help others. We just thank you for the ways and the means for us to be able to see clearly what's going on in Washington. And we praise you for President Trump turning his head at the right moment. We know was an act of God. And Father, we're just calling on Washington to, you know, stop slamming the Jews.
Yes.
You know, clergy, please.
Lord, protect your people, Father.
Get bold. It ain't about taking your donations in the plate. It's about spreading what the word of truth is. Father, we just thank you for it all. Amen.
Amen. John, we'll be looking to stay in touch. This event's coming up, and I'll be
getting you guys a flyer so you can post it, and we'll definitely be in touch.
Perfect. We'll get that on a community calendar as well. All right, John. Many blessings to you. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Dave, you have some response to that? While I'm going to be punching some numbers in, we're looking to make another phone call here.
Definitely. I was always so great to hear from John, and what God is doing through him. He's very humble, you know, and the saying he realizes that on his own he can't do anything. But you know, coming out of his addiction, his history of addiction, and his turning to Christ, what God has done through him.
It's powerful.
It's God's work.
Yeah.
But lives have been saved.
A lot of lives. Yeah. And we know about
it. And more lives that we don't know about were saved because of those people who turned around and met Jesus. God got them out of addiction, and then they have been reaching out to others.
Amen.
It's what God does. It's awesome and it's powerful.
That is what he does. All right.
Here we go.
We have a call going out. Let's see.
This is Pastor Seth.
Hey, Seth, you're live on air on WCNO in Palm City, Florida. Listen, we've all been waiting for you to join us today because I know there's a tremendous event that a lot of work has gone into preparing for. Tell us about it.
Yes, sir. Awesome. Yeah, so Turning Point USA Faith has been working hard to put on this Believer Summit that's coming up. And we're getting more people added daily. We just had Ben Carson added, and we also have Donald Trump who's coming. And that's big news there. So it's going on in West Palm Beach. It's going to be at the West Palm Beach Convention Center. There's plenty of room, plenty of space, and plenty of tickets left. We're not sold out yet. There's plenty of parking, too, and a nice parking garage. But that's going on Friday through Sunday, July 26th through July 28th. And doors open at 5 p.m. on Friday, but I would expect to get there early since Friday is when Donald Trump is going to be speaking.
Okay, and so how are people, how can they get more information, get tickets and such forth? Where do they go?
Yeah, so you can register at Turning Point Faith, TPUSA Faith Events.com. And you can go ahead and find that there at the Believer Summit. You can also look up Believer Summit, and you'll find that it's probably the first one that's going to be popping up. And registration's right there on the website.
All right, so there are, this runs from Friday evening all day Saturday, and then Sunday morning as well, and you have quite a lineup of guests that are coming in. Do you want to just mention a few of those?
Yeah, so we have over 50 speakers. As I mentioned, Donald Trump's going to be there. We've got Ben Carson, Charlie Kirk, of course, and Rob McCoy, who helped start Turning Point USA Faith with him. There's going to be some great apologists as well. Frank Turek is going to be there, and we've got some pro-life apologists going on, especially with this Note of Four push that's going to be pushing. Seth Gruber is going to be teaching on pro-life apologetics. We've got really a bunch of different people to help you to be encouraged and equipped to be able to share your faith and understand your biblical values, and then also to be able to take those biblical values that you're equipped with and bring them to the public sphere to engage the culture for Christ. There's going to be James Lindsay is going to be speaking on really cultural Marxism and the dangers that go along with not going along with biblical principles that our country was founded upon. And so it's going to be a great time. Yeah, it's going to be going from Friday to Saturday this week. I think it's still available.
All right, Friday, Saturday, and also half a day Sunday, right?
Yep.
That's right. Well, Seth, anything else on your heart in regards to this? Because I know we have promotional spots that are playing really around the clock for this event. We see this as really the favor of God in our state because I personally believe that Florida is a part of God's plan to impact the nation, and a lot of other people kind of feel that way too. Obviously, they're coming this way, but I see this as really the favor of God that Turning Point USA would be coming with such a great event here, and we definitely support this. I'm looking forward to being there. Plan to be there Friday night and perhaps part of Saturday as well. I know we have others from the station that plan to be involved, and many pastors and leaders from the community. So this is a great event coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And once again, where can people go to get tickets today?
So you can get tickets at tpusafaithevents.com. And for your radio listeners, I also have a promotion code. If you want 25% off, you can use the code SETH25. That's SETH25. To get 25% off the tickets. But yeah, this is a really important event, and as you said, our freedoms are never more than one generation away from being completely demolished and lost. And so these are things that we need to understand and learn, especially as a dad. I have 5 kids, and God is going to hold me accountable and responsible for the country that I leave to them. We're not only supposed to leave an inheritance of wealth, but also an inheritance of freedoms and liberties. And God stewarded us well with this country and all of our freedoms and these biblical principles. And He will hold us accountable. It's our duty to uphold those things and to stand up for our biblical values and even to vote, because this is another time of year where we need to get out and vote. And so these are amazing issues, and this conference couldn't be more timely at this time in Florida, where so many things are coming against our families and our children. And in John 10:10, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And the next verse says that Jesus came that you might have life and life more abundantly. And the verse right after that is talking about Jesus being the good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. We are most like Christ when we lay down our lives, when we sacrifice for those that we love. And when we don't sacrifice, when we don't get equipped, when we don't stand up for truth and values, then those that we love end up becoming victims, because ideas have consequences and bad ideas have victims. And so that's why we want to pump in as many good ideas as we can with this Believer Summit.
Seth, I was not really as knowledgeable as I could have been and should have been of Turning Point Faith, and when Pastor Sam Chess, who is one of the programs, he has a great program right here in WCNO, when he was sharing with me about the resources and the vision and the mission of Turning Point USA, and what kind of partnerships are available with the body of Christ. We may have pastors that are listening today that may not be familiar with that, and maybe other church leaders that just need to know a little more about the organization. I saw that movie Letter to the Church. That was powerful. And I believe every Christian ought to see that movie.
I believe so too, and I'm right there with you. It was only a couple of years ago that I heard about TPUSA Faith. I'm a pastor. I pastor a church in Ormond Beach, and I plant churches around the east coast of Florida. And when I found out about this organization, I was floored. Really, 2020 threw a loophole for a lot of churches, and Charlie Kirk and Rob McCoy were making bets, really, and saying, you know what, the church is going to stand firm, the church is going to protect our freedoms and liberties. And they found that the churches were the first ones to recoil. The churches were the first ones to lay down their rights and their duties in the name of just false ideas. And so Turning Point Faith was birthed to really get churches and pastors and all Christians to be able to understand where our biblical foundations came from and where our founding fathers got their ideas. It's all the Bible. And so Turning Point isn't about left or right. It's about up and down. We're not really trying to get political, we're really trying to get biblical, because everything is theological. And so we have a buffet of resources and courses and helps to really offer to churches all free. So if anybody in the state of Florida or anybody in the nation wants to get involved with TPUSA Faith, just go ahead to tpusafaith.com and you'll be able to see all the amazing resources that we offer. We also partner with Turning Point Academy that offers awesome resources for young kids. If you have kids in school, you can go to turningpointacademy.com, and you'll be able to find, they'll ship you and mail you free resources and kits to really just teach your children about our constitutional foundings and where they get it from the Bible.
This is fantastic.
Yeah, it's an awesome organization.
This is fantastic. I know that there is a series on the Constitution that's available, teaching video series, and Pastor Chess had talked with me about that. We're looking to have that here in Palm City soon, and of course we'll publicize that when we were able to do it. But Seth, you're a great blessing. We thank God for Charlie Kirk and for the team that have a heart to see our nation really brought back to the foundations of biblical faith.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me on. You guys are amazing.
All right. Blessings to you. Hopefully we'll connect down at the event this weekend.
All right. Give them heaven.
There we go. Give them heaven. Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it. Seth, why don't you just lift up prayer over our state and over this event, and we'll just call all of our listeners to join with you.
Amen.
Oh, for sure. Our sovereign God, we thank you so much for the blessings that you've given us. What an amazing opportunity that you've given us to just place us here in America. We have thank so you. Many freedoms and so many Jesus. Blessings, but we know that our blessings become curses when they eclipse our love for you and your glory. Help Jesus. Us to get our nation back on track by really getting our pastors and our churches and believers back on track to glorifying you, to seeing you as Lord over all things and King over all things, who has handed us this nation to be stewarded by our proper duty. And Lord, I pray that you give what you command. I pray that you help us to understand our freedoms and liberties, that we might not lose them, and help us also to bring the gospel. Help us not to get lost in politics or whatever else, all these secondary issues, but let us get involved in secondary issues so that we might be able to keep doing the first issue, and that's bringing the gospel of Christ
Amen.
Jesus to a nation that is desperate. Help us not to take a defensive posture and be scared and cower under all of the attacks of the devil, but help us to take an offensive posture, because the gospel is ours. The devil is destroying the world more than ever before, but the answers are ours to give. We thank you for Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins and rose again, conquering death, that now we have victory in Christ Amen. For those who would repent of their sins and trust in Christ Jesus for salvation. And I pray that we get back in the game, and I pray that we don't get AWOL from your mission in saving Jesus. Sinners through the blood of Christ Jesus and his resurrection. It's your name Amen. That we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Seth, thank you for, I know you have plenty of things to do these days, but thank you so much for jumping in and joining us today for Wednesday Live. God bless you, and we're going to have a great weekend. Blessings.
God bless you guys. Thank you.
Bye. David.
Wow. Yes, sir.
We've had quite a day.
Man, it's been a whirlwind tour through truth and grace.
And, you know, we started out with this email, and I want to just go back to that as we close up today, that, you know, we understand our listeners come from different backgrounds.
Yes.
You know, we have different cultures, coming from different nations, and coming from different churches, coming from different educational perspectives and even faith perspectives.
Yes.
But it's important for us to communicate. And so when you said earlier, even if you have an opposing view, we want to hear from you.
Yes.
Send that email in. Send that in to WCNO@WCNO.com. Send that in. And you can call us here.
Yes.
And you can call us at the station. We would love to talk with you. And if you are listening and God is touching your heart, and you have serious needs in your life, if we would be more than happy to pray with you and to seek to connect you with someone that might be able to give you more help, like a John Nelson.
Yes, exactly right. And, you know, we're not afraid of talking to people who disagree with us.
That's
you
true.
Know, we would want to lead you in the direction of where we're getting truth.
Sure.
If you're lacking in that. But yep. We wouldn't do it... we wouldn't bring you down. We wouldn't talk down to you. We'd like to get into a dialogue where, you know, the ultimate is we're both searching for God's truth.
Amen. Amen.
And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, speaking of, you have your own program that you yes. host every yes. week. Tell us about that. We just have about a minute left.
Okay, well, it's a program that undoubtedly would inspire more people to call one way or the other.
It's a great program.
It's a great program. It's called The Frontline,
mm-hmm.
and we interview people all across the broad spectrum of ministry in the church, local people, people,
right.
you know, national level people, just to talk about their ministry on the front line of the bringing